Okay.
What about, say, 50 pounds of lard or whatever?
Barrel? Oh.
Okay. Have you ever heard of a stand of lard or a stand of molasses? What about, say, if I wanted to pour something into that bottle from a wide mouth container like a pitcher, what might I put in that thing to keep from spilling it all over the place?
Foam.
All right. And this thing that you crack around to force his ears to get him to go faster, that would be a... Sure. All right. Say if you went to the grocery store and you bought something, what would the grocery boy put your purchase in?
So you sack.
All right. What would it be made out of?
Paper.
Say if you wanted to buy about 25 pounds of sugar, what would that come in?
Just a closed bag.
What kind?
Bag.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Closed.
What about, have you ever seen these things that maybe pecans or fertilizer or something like that would come in made out of this brown, heavy, coarse material?
Oh, yeah.
Cloth material.
I've seen it. I don't know what you call it.
You call it, you ever heard people use the word croaker sack, tote sack?
Tote sack?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Have you ever heard of croaker sack?
Mm-mm.
So everybody calls them out, right? Nobody says tote sack. Okay, what about if a man had some corn, wagon on corn, that he wanted to take to the mill to be ground? Do you have any idea what he'd call the quantity that he could take to the mill at one time? Because I'm going to take a corn to the mill.
Bushel.
Okay. Or what about this? Say if a man were using wood to burn in a fireplace, and he was going to go outside and bring some in. Say, just in general, the amount that he could carry in both arms at one time, he'd say, I've got me a wood.
Load.
All right. Have you ever heard people around here use the expression a turn of corn or a turn of wood? All right. Say if one of these electric lamps out here, if they burn out, the thing you've got to replace, you call that?
Light bulb.
All right. And what about if, say, if your mother were going to hang out some clothes on the line outside, what would she probably take them outside in?
Clothes basket. Laundry
basket?
What
kind?
Laundry.
Okay. And when we were talking about barrels, do you have any idea what you would call those metal rings that go around the barrel to keep the staves in place? Alrighty. What about this? I think these things are coming back. After several years, it was a big fad. Everybody had themselves a hula.
Hoop?
Yeah. You ever heard the things around the barrel call that? Barrel hoops?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Say if I wanted to put something in the mouth of that bottle to seal it, you know, just something you stick down in it, what would you call that?
Cork? Mm-hmm. Stopper?
Okay. Cork and a stopper the same?
Yeah. You can have stopper be made of something different, not yeah. Instead of cork.
Yeah, okay. Cork's the material mm-hmm. specifically. Okay. You got a cork, it's made out of cork and nothing mm-hmm. else. Okay. What about an instrument that people, you play it by blowing on it and moving it back and forth like so?
Harmonica?
Mm-hmm, sure. You ever heard it called a harp or a French harp?
Mm-hmm.
Which one?
Both.
You say that for me?
French harp and harp.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And this thing that you play, you kind of makes kind of twanging noise and you pick on it like this. You know what I'm talking about?
Uh-uh.
You ever heard of jukebox?
Uh-uh.
Haven't heard of that?
Uh-uh.
Okay.